Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in tiniest Daf Yud Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni, starting Aloha Yud, the Dambanim, and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Ma'isa b'meir of Chalavto, v'meir of Chananyo ben Tradyoin, she'ovar echod lifnei atevo. One went in front of the tevo, talk about in tiniest. V'gomez kol ha'brocha, he finished the brocha. We're going to use the girsa of our Mishnah that says, v'onu achor of omen. They answered omen after the brocha. And then they said, Tiku akoyanim tiku, karanim go blow the shofar. Continues the Mishnah David Gimel Amud Aleph. And then they said, Mishono Savrom Behar Mario, hu yane eschev ishma kol tzakaschem ayom hazeh. So they said the sentence after the bracha. We'll see in a moment why. Then they said, Hariu bni Yaakov Hariu. They ordered the koyanim to do truel. So as the Reb Chaim brings the name of the Bavli, the way they did the series was tkiya truel tkiya, and then truel tkiya truel. So that's why it's Tiku and Ariel. Mishaona Savoisechem al Yam Suviane Eschem Vishmas Kol Tzakaschem Ayom Hazeh. They said after the Tki and after the Truel, meaning after the end of the Brocho. Then they said Mishaona, and they ended Mishaona afterwards. Kshabad Dova Tzachachomim Omru Lo Yonogim Ken El Bisham Mizrach. They told him that's what they did only in Beis HaMikdosh. So what's the reason they did it in Beis HaMikdosh? So as Reb Chaim brings, this is a pshat over the Ran, in the Mishnah, Pshat is in Beis HaMikdosh, as we'll see in the Gemara, they didn't say Omen. They said Baruch Hashem Kfarim Mechusto Yilom Void. So if you blow the shofar after that, it looks like the blowing of the shofar refers to the Baruch Hashem Kfarim Mechusto. So therefore, after they said Baruch Hashem, they said Mishon Eschem, and then they blew the shofar. But after Beis HaMikdosh, they don't say Baruch Hashem, so there's no problem to blow the shofar immediately after the Baruch. So that's the Gemara goes on. It says, Tani lo yo'oinim Omen Beis HaMikdosh. They didn't say Omen Beis HaMikdosh. What did they say instead? How do we don't say Omen in the Mikdash? Tomud loimar, kumu bochu es Hashem lekechem min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. There's a pasuk in Ezra what they did in Bais Sheni, and there it says ve'yivochu shenk v'idecho, referring to Baruch Shenk v'machusoy. Uminayin kol bracha bracha. I don't know each bracha has to do that. Tomud loimar me'roimam kol bracha v'tehilo. Every bracha you give a tehilo. Every bracha you say Baruch Shem. So that's the reason in the Beis HaMikdosh they used to do another sentence after that to do it kiyas shofar. And the Mishnah tells us we don't do it outside of Beis HaMikdosh. Halacha Yud Aleph. In Beis HaMikdosh we had 24 mishmaros kehuna, which means the kohanim were divided in 24 different groups. Each group came 1 week to work in Beis HaMikdosh. From that group, there was a subgroups that worked in specific days. They were divided into seven, and each one worked 1 day of that week. That is called the Beis Av. So it says the Mishnah, Shosh Ta'anis HaRishonis, the first three Ta'anisim, Anshei Mishmor, the people that came to work in Beis HaMikdosh that week, Misanin, they do fast, V'loy Mashlim, but they don't finish the Ta'anis. Why is that so? Because the Anshei Mishmor always were the backup, even though it wasn't their day to do the Avodah. But because they were there that week, if there's too many korbanis, they brought in the backup, the ones who are supposed to come the next days of the week. So they didn't fast fully. Anshei Beis Av loy misanim. The ones that were working that day didn't do tainis at all. Shalosh Shneirs, the second series of tainisim. Anshei Mishmor, then misanim mishlimim. Then it's more chomer. So the Anshei Mishmor that are coming to work that week, they do a tainis the full day. Anshei Beis Av misanim loy mishlimim. The ones that are working that day, they do a partial tainis. They don't do a full tainis for the whole day. Sheva Achroinoi is the last seven. Elu ve'elu misanim mishlimim. That's a more chomedic tainis. So they both, Beis Av and the Mishmor, they do a full tainis. That's the Rabbi Shua. Chachomim oimim, chachomim say otherwise. Shosh Ta'anis HaRishonis is the first three. Elu ve'elu loy misanim. They both don't do a tainis. The ones of the week, they do a tainis, but they don't finish it up. They don't do a tainis at all. So the last seven, the Anshei Mishmor of the week, they do a full tainis. They do a half a tainis, but not the whole day. Anshei Mishmor mutarim lishtos yayin b'leilus. In general, Anshei Mishmor can drink wine at night, avlo b'yomim. Why not in the day? Because in the day, they have to be ready to be a backup. They have to come in and maybe work in Beis HaMikdosh. And a kohen who drank cannot work in Beis HaMikdosh. But at the night, once the korban is already done, the avodah they have to do at night, which is only to put in the fat and the limbs on the mizbeach, it's already predictable. Everybody knows what it is when the night starts. So that shemishra, if they're not needed during that day, they are available for themselves and they can go and drink wine. But Anshe Beisav, the work that day, they need to be available at night as well. Anshe Mishmor and Anshe Mamed, Osur, Milisaper, Umilachapis. The people of the week, the Koyanim, that came to be Mishmor that week, and Anshe Maimod, who are the ones who are Am Yisrael, but they come and stand that week on the Korban, because the din is not only Koyanim have to be that week, but there was groups of Am Yisrael standing on the Korban representing Am Yisrael. Asurim milisaper umilachapis, they can't take a haircut, and they can't wash their clothing. Uvechamishi, on Thursday, mutorim take for the Shabbos, they can do it for Shabbos. So the Gemara mipima anshe mishmor mutorim lishter siyayim b'leilois avaloi bayomim. So more explains, why can they drink wine at night and not the day? The reason they can't drink in the day, shim tichba da avoidol anshe beisav, because if there'll be too much work for anshe beisav, you'd stop for anshe mishmor himo, and anshe mishmor come and join them, so they can't drink wine to be ready to do avoidol. Anshe beisav loy bayoyim v'loy b'laylo. Anshe beisav cannot drink not day and not night. Shib tadirim b'avoyda, they have avoyda day and night. Anshe mishmor anshe mamed asurim milisaper umilachapes b'chamishi mutorim b'nei kvarta Shabbos. That's a quote from the Mishnah. Says Gemara, Ashar kol hayomim asurim asher all the days of the week except Thursday. They can't take a haircut and they can't wash the clothing. Why is that so? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Avoh b'shav Yochanan, Rabbi Avoyin, Rabbi Yosef b'shav Chizkio, Kozru Alem Shlo Yikonsu L'Shabosom Menuvolim. The reason is, we don't want them to come to this week unshaved, without a haircut, and without clean clothing. So they said, that week you can't do anything. You have to be ready before. Talmud Tanin will see a similar thing that's mentioned regarding Chol HaMoed, because in Moed Katan it says, Eilu Migalchim B'Moed, who's the ones who can take a haircut in Chol HaMoed? Habo Medina Sayam, someone who's traveled and came from a trip from Medina Sayam. V'ayoytze Beis HaShivyo, someone who was captured and was released. V'ayoytze Beis HaAsurim, who's someone who got out of jail. Someone who was in Chayrim and he got out of his Chayrim, he could take a haircut while he was in Nidui, and now he could. So somebody, all these people were not able to take the haircut before. So you're allowed to do in Chol HaMoed. Hashak Omri Adam Asurim. Other people cannot. Why is that so? I want to make sure that people don't come to the regal without a haircut. People don't come to the regal without having clean clothing. So he told me you can't do it in the regal. Tani says in the Braisa, Kol Mishu Makir Anshe Mishmor Shaloi VeAnshe Bisav Shaloi. Someone knows his Mishra means he knows the which week he's supposed to do work in Beis Hamikdash, and he also knows which day he's supposed to work in Beis Hamikdash. VuMibatei Avos Kvuim, and he has a specific day where he works in Beis Hamikdash. Reb Chaim brings the Shita of Rashi that there are some people, some Kohanim, that did not have a Kavua Dig day. They just help others. So they didn't have a specific day to do avoid the Beis HaMikdash. But the ones that do have that specific day, Asur Kol Oyser Hayoim, he's not allowed to drink wine today. When you don't have Beis HaMikdash, he's not allowed to drink wine the entire day. Why? Because maybe Beis HaMikdash will be built and he's going to have to work in Beis HaMikdash today. Continues the Gemara that if you'd give him a base, he knows his week. He doesn't know which day of the week he's supposed to work. That's the Gersa of Rav Chaim. Meaning he knows he has a specific day during the week. He just doesn't know which day it is. Asur kol oysa Shabbos. The entire week he can't drink wine. He doesn't know his week. He doesn't know his day. Even though he knows there is a specific day he's supposed to work. So Rabbi says, really, he should be usher the entire year, because maybe that's his day. Elo shetakanto kilkalto. His takano is the kilkul. Shuhu mutor, the gius of Chaim is, behi soper. Meaning, you can't tell him not to take a haircut the entire year. So that's takantoi kilkaltoi. His takono is based on the key's kilkul. He doesn't know which day it is. So he can take a haircut. And the one goes on, kamoda tamar kilkaltoi takanto. His klolo is his tikkun. Shuhu mutor bi soper, the Gersa of Reb Chaim. He can take a haircut. Tekavasoi kilkaltoi takanto. Shuhu mutor bi yain. The same way you can take a haircut, you also can drink wine. Because once you say that he doesn't have a specific day, that he's usur, so he's mutor in everything. Halach yudbei zok the Mishnah. Kol HaKosuv B'Megillah. There is a Megillah called Megillah's Tainis. Megillah's Tainis, it says, all the days that are Yom Tov, that were Nisim, miracles, they happen to Am Yisrael. And therefore, there are some things you're not allowed to do, like Hesped, having a eulogy, and Tainis, and fasting. So it says in the Mishnah, whatever it says in the Megillah, Deloy L'Mispot, you're not allowed to do a Hesped that day, Lefanavasur lachar mutter. The day before you now you do a fasting, the day after you could. If it's a day you can't do a hesped, you can't do a eulogy, you can't have a tainis the day before or the day after. If it says the loyli sano, if it says that's a day that you don't fast, not that you're not allowed to do a eulogy, but you don't fast, so the day before, the day after, you could do a tainis. The day before you can't do a tainis, the day after you could do a tainis. Says the Gemara, this Gemara is a quote from Maseches Megillah. In the Megillah it says that the Kfarim, the villages, they read the Megillah on an earlier day for Purim. But in those days, they're mutter best with the tainis. Why have to tell me they're mutter best with the tainis? Says the Gemara, Masni, so they're a mer, according to a mer, they're a mer omar, the Lord of Mispod, or Sulisanus. Whenever it says not to do a hesped, you can do a tainis as well, because it's a more chomadic day. As we saw in our Mishnah, that if it says Loi Mispad is more chomer than the day it says Loi Sanus. If it says not to do a hesped, Koshkin you can't do a tainis. Well, the Loi Sanus is mutter behesped, but if it says not to do a tainis, you could do a hesped. So I'm going to tell you that the Kfarim have, they're both mutter, tainis and hesped. Vediloi Stam, if it says just nothing, it doesn't say tainis or hesped, Kedei Loi Sanus. It only means not to do a tainis, doesn't mean not to do a hesped. So what does it mean? According to Rameir, so hesped includes also tainis, like we saw in our Mishnah too. But there is a Mandomer that argues in our mayor, and he says, no, hesped doesn't include tainis. Hesped is more common than tainis. Some days you cannot do a hesped, but you could do a tainis. So when it says that Purim, you can't do a hesped, it doesn't mean you can't do a tainis. So if Purim, that it says you can't do a hesped, you may do a tainis, so the yomi shemagdim behem, the yomi that were early, of course, if you could do a hesped, of course you could do a tainis. So you don't have to tell me the mutorim behesped of a tainis. So if it says there's mutter in both, it's according to a mayor that holds, if it says hesped, kol shekhen tainis. Purim has hesped, kol shekhen tainis. The days before, they have neither. You mean you have no restrictions. You can do hesped and tainis. Says the Gemara, Omar Avyo, you know, the girso of Megillah's tainis is, Eilin yumayin deloy lisana behoin, umiktsaso deloy lemispad behoin. Some days you should not do tainis in them, some days you should not do hesped behem. Why it says the word behoin twice? Behoin comes to say only the days, but the night you could have a tainis, the night before. Says in like it says in the price, so there's nothing to do with the ale. It's a new thing. When daf yudal and mudalaf on top. Meaning that's a quote from Megillah's tainis. It's saying, you're not allowed to do a tainis in these days. Except someone who already accepted a tainis before. He had a series of tainisim that he accepted on himself, which one of them fell on one of these days. So these are the words, they accepted a person, they have a yisr betzilo. He accepted the yisr betzilo, meaning in the davening, in the mincha from the Erev. Saying that already is going to mention anenu in the evening of the tainis. This goes like a Zahir that we saw before. Even though the fast starts only in the day, but aneinu you already start in the night. Like little Shabbos in the day, that you have to mention Shabbos the night as well. So also aneinu you mentioned the night before. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Tainis Dav Yud Gimel.